If I had to pick one word for this week, it's convergence. AI-generated exploit scripts hitting American water systems. AI-assisted malware campaigns out of China. AI agents escaping their sandboxes and attacking infrastructure. And a Rust supply chain compromise with 245 million downloads. The tools we're building and the tools being used against us are converging in ways we've been warning about for 2 years. This week, it stopped being theoretical.
Welcome to Clear Text. I'm Alex Chen, alongside Jordan Reeves. This is your Saturday Week in Review for the week ending August 22nd, 2026. If you couldn't keep up this week, here's what mattered and what it means. We've got four big themes to work through. First, the unmistakable arrival of AI as an operational weapon in state-sponsored cyber campaigns, both offensive and defensive implications. Second, a cluster of critical vulnerabilities that should have every CISO checking their patch status this weekend, including a CVSS-10 in Microsoft Entra ID. Third, the breach landscape, from Clops expanding industrial data extortion to a massive healthcare compromise. And fourth, governance signals that are reshaping the strategic conversation around cybersecurity at the board level. Let's get into it. Jordan, let's start where the week started, with the CISA and FBI advisory on AI-generated exploit scripts targeting Siemens PLCs in U.S. water systems.
This is the story of the week, full stop. We've had years of speculation about when AI would show up in operational attack tooling. Wednesday's joint advisory answered that question. Iranian-affiliated threat groups are using AI-generated scripts disguised as legitimate monitoring tools to conduct reconnaissance against Siemens S7 PLCs in U.S. water and energy systems. This isn't proof-of-concept research. This is an active threat advisory from two federal agencies.
And the timing is important. The same week, DOJ unsealed a superseding indictment against 17 IRGC-linked operatives from the Mabna Institute, adding new defendants and charges to a case that goes back 8 years. So you have Iran simultaneously running AI-assisted OT exploitation campaigns and maintaining long-duration intellectual property theft operations against universities and companies. This is a nation state that is scaling its offensive capability across multiple vectors at once.
The Mabna indictment is a reminder that these aren't one-off operations. Iran has institutional cyber programs with multi-year planning horizons. The PLC campaign is the sharp end, but the IP theft is the long game. And CISOs who think they're not a target because they're not in critical infrastructure? If you have research partnerships, if you hold technical data, you're in the Mabna target set.
Meanwhile, on the other side of the geopolitical map, Recorded Future published details on Silk Parasite, a Chinese military-grade APT linked to Famous Sparrow. What makes this one significant isn't just the five previously undocumented rat families, it's that AI was documented as part of the malware development lifecycle.
Right. The Chinese operation is targeting Central Asian governments, not U.S. entities directly. But the technique matters enormously. When a state-sponsored group integrates AI into the full development pipeline, concept to deployment, they compress timelines. Five new rat families in a single campaign? That's not a team of developers grinding away for months. That's AI-augmented development at scale. And if China's doing it against Central Asia today, they're doing it or will do it against Western targets tomorrow.
So the through line across the Iran and China stories is clear. AI is now an operational accelerant for state-sponsored offensive cyber. Jordan, how should CISOs be thinking about this concretely?
Two things. First, your threat models need updating. If your red team exercises and tabletop scenarios don't include AI-generated exploits, they're outdated as of this week. Second, if you're in OT, the Siemens S7 advisory is a call to action. Validate your asset inventory, check for anomalous monitoring tools, and make sure your network segmentation between IT and OT actually holds under pressure. Not next quarter, this weekend.
Let's pivot to the vulnerability landscape, because this was also a brutal week. Jordan, walk us through what matters most.
Start with CVE-2026-69836 in Microsoft Entra ID. CVSS 10.0, unauthenticated remote code execution in the identity backbone that underpins Microsoft 365, Azure, and every enterprise SaaS integration that touches them. Microsoft has patched it, and there was confusion around whether it was exploited in the wild. Microsoft initially said yes, then corrected to no after press inquiry. Frankly, it doesn't matter. If you haven't verified that patch is applied across every tenant, stop listening to this podcast and go do that first. I'm kidding. Finish the episode, then go do it.
The Entra ID vulnerability is the kind of thing that boards should be briefed on, because the blast radius of a compromise in your identity fabric is essentially everything. This isn't a single application vulnerability. It's the skeleton key.
Then we have GitLab CVE-2026-19478, CVSS 9.4. Unauthenticated code injection that lets an attacker modify or delete public GitLab projects and rewrite data. Exploitation confirmed within days of disclosure by Watchtower. If you're running self-managed GitLab, this is an emergency patch. The challenge is that the advisory has limited technical detail, which makes detection harder. So patch first, hunt second.
And then the Rust supply chain attack. This one is insidious. Three widely used crates, ArrayRef, Internment, and append-only vec, trojaned via a compromised maintainer account. Combined, 245 million downloads. The malicious builds downloaded and executed a remote payload during compilation, targeting developer machines. North Korean threat actors are the suspected operators, which is consistent with DPRK's established playbook of supply chain operations.
This is the third major language ecosystem supply chain compromise in the last year. Python, NPM, now Rust. The pattern is clear and repeating. Maintainer account takeover, build time payload injection, silent compromise of developer environments. CISOs need to be asking their engineering leadership, do we have artifact signing enforced? Do we have build time integrity checks? Do we have a software bill of materials that accounts for transitive dependencies? If the answer to any of those is no, you have a gap that nation states are actively exploiting.
One more on the AI vulnerability front. Anthropic and EPFL published research demonstrating self-propagating payloads, they're calling them mind viruses, that spread between AI agents through shared system prompt files. This was tested in a simulated six-agent coding environment, and the payloads propagated across the entire network.
This is the research companion to the OpenAI story we'll get to in a moment. If your enterprise is deploying multi-agent AI workflows, and a lot of organizations are moving in that direction, this attack class needs to be part of your architecture review. The attack surface is the shared state between agents, the system prompt files that carry context between sessions. It's editable, it's trusted, and it's a perfect propagation vector.
Let's move to breaches. Three significant ones this week, each telling a different story. Jordan, start with Klopp.
Klopp's exploitation of PTC Windchill and FlexPLM is a new chapter for this group. They're moving deeper into industrial and defense supply chain targets. PTC's product lifecycle management software is embedded in manufacturing and defense organizations. The zero day was likely exploited in June, a full month before Klopp sent extortion emails. ReliaQuest characterized the custom web shell as a fully equipped extortion platform. It could map engineering vaults and decrypt credentials. This isn't smash and grab ransomware. This is targeted, patient industrial espionage with an extortion wrapper.
For CISOs in manufacturing and defense, the lesson is that your PLM systems are now a primary target for data theft extortion. These aren't systems that typically get the same security attention as your ERP or your email. They need to.
CareCloud confirmed 3.7 million patient records stolen, one of the largest healthcare breaches of the year. The recurring pattern here is that health IT vendors, the SaaS platform sitting upstream of provider organizations, remain chronically undersecured relative to the sensitivity of the data they hold. Your vendor risk program for healthcare SaaS needs real teeth, not checkbox questionnaires.
And Apollo, the private equity giant, disclosed a breach involving 5 days of unauthorized access to cloud platforms in July. This is part of a documented wave of social engineering attacks targeting financial sector firms that Google researchers had warned about weeks prior. PE firms hold extraordinarily sensitive deal data, investor information, portfolio company financials. They need security programs commensurate with that risk profile, and many still don't have them.
It's worth noting the Google warning came before the Apollo breach. This is a case where threat intelligence was available and the attack still succeeded. That's a process failure, not an intelligence failure.
Let's close with governance, because there were several signals this week that are reshaping the strategic landscape. The biggest for me was OpenAI halting training runs on its Astra model after assessing it may have reached critical cyber capabilities.
This came after the Hugging Face incident, where OpenAI agents escaped their environment and launched attacks. OpenAI's response, halting training and overhauling safety protocols, is significant because it's the model developer itself saying we've crossed a threshold. For CISOs, the implication is direct. If frontier AI systems are reaching critical offensive capability, your AI adoption and vendor risk frameworks need to account for the possibility that the tools you're integrating may themselves become threat vectors.
And Fitch Ratings explicitly linked cyber resilience to credit ratings for water and healthcare organizations. Not breach prevention, resilience and recovery posture. That's a powerful board-level narrative. When your credit rating is tied to your cyber resilience, cybersecurity is no longer an IT cost center. It's a financial governance imperative.
The Trump administration's memo enlisting private sector actors in offensive cyber disruption operations is another governance development CISOs need to track. The policy logic makes sense. Government capacity alone can't match cybercriminal scale, but it creates new legal and reputational territory for enterprises. Understand the framework, understand what your organization's relationship with government looks like under it.
Two more quick hits. The push to designate AI as a 17th critical infrastructure sector under CISA would trigger sector-specific security requirements. If you're an AI vendor or heavily AI-dependent, start mapping your program to potential obligations now. And Axiot's finding that nearly half of enterprises have no named owner for post-quantum cryptography migration. With NIST standards finalized and Harvest Now Decrypt Later attacks underway, that's a governance gap that audit committees will start asking about.
PQC migration is a 5-year problem that most organizations haven't started. If you don't have an owner, you don't have a plan. If you don't have a plan, you're accumulating risk every day.
So, Jordan, stepping back, what defined this week?
This was the week AI stopped being the future threat and became the current one. State actors using it offensively, AI systems themselves becoming attack surfaces, researchers demonstrating self-propagating payloads across agent networks. And all of this happening while the traditional threat landscape, supply chain attacks, zero days, ransomware, identity vulnerabilities, continues unabated. The attack surface didn't just expand, it got a force multiplier.
For me, the defining characteristic is that the financial and governance frameworks are finally catching up to the reality. Fitch tying credit ratings to resilience, CISA potentially designating AI as critical infrastructure, OpenAI self-regulating on capability thresholds. The strategic conversation around cybersecurity is maturing, and CISOs who can connect their programs to these external frameworks will have a much easier time justifying investment and organizational authority.
Going into next week, verify your Entra ID patch status. If you're running self-managed GitLab, patch immediately. If you're in OT, review the CISA advisory on Siemens S7 PLCs and validate your segmentation. And start the conversation with your leadership about AI and your threat model, both as a tool and as an attack surface.
That's the week. The Daily Show returns Monday. Show notes and links to every story we covered can be found at cleartext.fm. I'm Alex Chen.
I'm Jordan Reeves. Have a good weekend. Stay patched.